Hello everybody and welcome back to the show. South Africa, the Rainbow Nation, is home to one of the rarest, searched and impressive ocean events. Imagine an amount of small fish comparable to the stars we see up the sky, surrounded with gravitating sea monsters, all waiting for an opportunity to strike. This is the sardine run of South Africa. Expect to learn how they form, what species you find in them, the secret reasons of its attractiveness, advices, and much more. This event is an annual migration of tens to hundreds of millions of sardines off the east coast of South Africa. It's a remarkable natural phenomenon. All these small fish undertake a mass migration from their temperate core range to the subtropical waters of the Indian Ocean, covering a distance of over 1,000 kilometers. Occurring during the southern hemisphere's winter, the sardine run attracts the attention of predators and marine enthusiasts. This gathering is triggered by cold water upwelling. Cold, nutrient-rich water will rise from the deep, creating a highly productive web at the surface, since there will be oxygen released and nutrients from the deep. A lot of different marine predators are now attracted towards this whole activity going on in a specific place. So, predators like seabirds, sharks, seals, dolphins, and even large baleen whales will all follow the sardine schools as they move either northwards or southwards, taking advantage of the plentiful food source available in the surroundings. For the sardines, actually, before even getting to this place where there's upwelling currents, the migration itself is a very challenging journey for them. They have to navigate the waters between dry land and the warm tropical waters of the southward flowing Agulhas Current. So, physiologically, in their body constitution, as simpler words, the sardines are pushed to their limits, making them vulnerable to predation. It works a lot like the migration of salmons, starting from open ocean waters all the way to Alaska and other rivers going inland, with a small percentage of them making the journey all the way to their breeding grounds and then reproducting with other salmons that made the journey and then die, since they will be absolutely exhausted by the journey. This migration also defies a conventional understanding of migrations that typically offers some fitness benefits. Those, however, who make it past this feeding frenzy will be absolutely emaciated when they arrive at their destination. The cause of the migration in the first place has several explanations, and one of them considers that the origin of the greatest show on Earth, so-called, is a relic behavior dating back to the last glacial period, around 10,000 years ago. It is speculated that the subtropical Indian Ocean habitat, which is now their home, may have served as an important nursery area with cooler waters during that time. As the Ice Age ended, sardines may have adapted to tolerate subtropical conditions and evolved into a distinct population that continues to spawn in the region. Another theory suggests that the sardines may be deceived by brief cold upwellings, which led them to the warmer waters, a multitude of predators. And these temporary water currents may trick the sardines into participating in a migration that ultimately offers them no long-term benefits, just because they think that they are on the way to stay in the same area that they were. However, more research is needed to fully understand the motivations behind the sardine run and the factors driving this remarkable phenomenon. A research has been made on this fact, made by the University of Cape Town, conducted on the sardine run, and they have identified two stocks of sardines, one from the Indian Ocean and one from the Atlantic Ocean. Surprisingly, only the Atlantic sardines participate in the sardine run. So the others prefer warm waters and they do not take part in this migration. So not all the sardines of the world participate to this event. To go deeper in the factors that contribute to stressing the sardines, there's first the temperature stress. So when they migrate to the subtropical habitat, they are exposed to higher water temperatures that exceed their physiological tolerances. It negatively impacts their metabolism, energy levels, and overall health. It's just like having fever, but for an unusual time lapse. Second is the predation pressure. So it is filled with predators when there is this enormous gathering, seabirds, sharks, seals, dolphins, and they are vulnerable to these predators, and they take advantage of this pressure and weakened state of sardines to feed on them, further depleting their numbers. Third one is the lack of food availability. They are struggling to find sufficient food resources since there's so many individuals regrouped in the same location. So sardines are suffering from malnutrition and emaciation. It makes their journey even more challenging and reduces their numbers and chances of survival, of course. Fourth one is the physiological exhaustion. They have to swim long distances and navigate through various environmental conditions. They are forced to follow the pack even though they are absolutely exhausted, because if they are separated from others, they will be alone in the blue ocean, and being a small fish alone in the blue ocean isn't where you want to end up. Last one is the suboptimal breeding conditions. So it's not an optimal condition for the sardines to breed successfully. These warmer waters, of course, provide more nutrients and oxygen, but other environmental factors disrupt these reproductive cycles and reduce their reproductive success. So the number of fish that will be resulting from a male and a female sardine mating creates a new issue of long-term implications for the dynamic of the population of sardines. There are other theories explaining this gathering, but they are genetically based clues. So one hypothesis suggests that the sardine run may be a relic of spawning behavior dating back to the last glacial period 10,000 years ago. Subtropical ocean habitat was their home, and they served the area as a nursery during that time. As the ice age ended, they had to adapt to tolerate subtropical conditions and evolve into a distinct population thriving there. Now, there are three unsolved mysteries surrounding this event. First one is limited participation. The reason why only a small fraction of the sardines present on the south coast participate in the run is still not fully understood. It's unclear why the bulk of sardines, which are native to the region, adapted to warm temperate conditions. They show little interest towards these cold waters, even though it's where they are used to live. Second one is the yearly variability. Absence of sardine runs in years when there's no cold water upwelling is still a puzzle. It's not clear why the upwelling on the southeast coast attracts west coast sardines, but are absolutely not adapted to it. The reasons behind this behavior and the factors influencing the yearly variability requires clearly further investigation. Now, last unsolved mystery is the predator-prey dynamic. The fate of the sardines that survive the sardine run remains uncertain. The interaction between the sardines and the predators is a complex and unusual dynamic between feeding frenzy and going to search food in an absolutely remote location thousands of kilometers where you are used to dive. However, it is suspected that the bigger animals that tracks this sardine run go towards it, and the smaller ones, which for example dolphins and sharks, actually follow and sense this movement of a certain pod of whales, and they follow it because they know there will be food in a certain locations, or they can even follow birds if they are intelligent enough. But still, a giant question mark is still remaining. To fully comprehend the dynamics of marine life sometimes and effectively manage its resources, it is essential to approach research from multiple angles and draw upon various disciplines. We explored the annual migrations of sardines off the east coast of South Africa, this natural phenomenon so-called the greatest show on Earth. We learned about the cause, the challenges, and the consequences of such migrations in a remote location. If you want to be informed of episodes or even suggest some topics, don't hesitate to subscribe and send a message on Instagram at marinebioexplained_, at marinebioexplained_.